Continuing with the halachas of putting the schach on the sukkah. So we mentioned that the minimum amount of schach which has to be there has to be enough that the majority of the roof is covered, or at least the equal amount of the roof is covered. The majority of the roof is covered. You have more covering than you have uncovered. How thick could it be in the other end? How thick can you make your schach? I wonder if it's schach very thick, the rain won't come in. So I will have no problem sitting in my sukkah because it's very, very thick. So the karchila of the schach should be such you should be able to see the kachavim gedolim, the large stars. So at some point in the schach it should be visible. One point in the schach at least it should be visible. The stars should be able to come in. The loch is, however, that it is kosher, even if it's thicker than that, as long as the rain can come in. The rain coming in means, doesn't mean it has to come at the first drop if the rain is coming in. It could be thick. If eventually the rain would come through that schach, that's considered that it's not a house, it's a sukkah and it's kosher. One more point in regards to the loch of maimed. We mentioned that to support the schach, it has to be supported only by things which can they themselves can be kosher for schach. So things which can accept tumah are not acceptable. Things which are not grown, do not grow from the ground are not acceptable. So if I'm supporting my schach on metal, he said that that's not lechatchila, that a person should support your schach on metal. Support doesn't only mean that which is the wall. That which keeps it on top of the sukkah is also called support. So if I want to tie my schach down to the sides of the wall, I want to use plastic ties. So is that acceptable? So as long as, even without the ties, it would stand in the average wind. So the schach is kosher. I'm worried that one day, you know, there's going to be this hurricane coming by and it's going to fly off. Okay, fine, so I have my plastic ties. That's acceptable. As long as in the average wind it can stand even without those ties. But if your whole arrangement is very flimsy, and even with an average wind it might start falling in and shaking, it's falling down and shaking in, unless you have those ties there, and those ties are not kosher for stuff, so they're made out of plastic, they don't go up from the ground, so that would not be acceptable. The same thing with the mats. The mats have the top mats that are held together with nylon thread is not kosher for stuff. So the only reason why that mat's going to stay up on my sukkah is because that nylon thread is being mimed with a dover which is not kosher for schach, and that's not acceptable. So I have to make sure that it can stand. Even had that thread been removed, it would be able to stand in the average wind. I could put beams across to support it. I could make sure that it lies on the sides of the wall. Even if the threads are removed, the schach would still stand. But if the schach would all cave in, if I take away those threads, so that would not be kosher for schach. Not the kosher lechatchila for stock, but the evidence kosher, but we're not the kosher lechatchila for stock. Have a good day. Shear is at 9:25.